Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It really sucks that the Lightning couldn't come from behind and pull it out last night for Pride Night.
Yeah.
I was pulling for it.
Now listen.
Hard.
When you're
Headman.
You got a few pennies, buy a bottle of gin, and just call your buddy on the telephone and say,
what's the theme today for Ascends Day, John Senning?
I was deeply inspired when I was laid up on Monday. I watched the movie Why Do Fools Fall in Love, which is the Frankie Lyman story.
Oh.
And that would pretty much be the inspiration. He appears repeatedly on the list in that general era, which I was already feeling lately. It just pushed my love for that general area. 50s.
Simpler times.
Yep. And it's so crazy learning how so many of those artists during that time got robbed. And Frankie Lyman, when he died, he died of a heroin overdose. He had three wives, actually three wives, who went to one court proceeding for them to decide who was the one wife that would get the rights to his estate. The movie's really good. Halle Berry, Vivica A. Fox.
You know, Otis Redding died, I think, when he was in his 20s, if I'm not mistaken. And he died 3 days after he released Sitting on the Dock of a Bay.
Yeah, that was a crazy time. And you also learn about, you know, Little Richard was very outspoken about how pretty much that whole era of the 50s, the white man just stole everything, the idea, the music, the money. Because what would happen is these groups would write songs, and then whoever was at the record company would put their name on it as a writer, and then they would get, you know, the rights to that forever as a writer. A lot of times, more so than the actual writers of the song.
Oh, man.
So many artists from that era, that's why you didn't see them carry on. Because once the 50s were done, all of those people were mostly broke because they had the rights of their own music stolen from them.
It's disgusting.
It's crazy.
And you know, there are people who built empires on the backs of all of those talented musicians who died without a penny to their name. Despite creating art that lives on to this day, it's kind of gross. 727-579-1025. Richie Valens got to at least experience, I believe, a little bit of his success. Like, I think O'Donna had already come out and been on the radio.
Yeah.
I remember him in the movie. That's a great movie, by the way.
Yeah, it's just, and it's not that the money's not there. It just usually, depending on the artist, never made it there. In this movie, they say, Why Do Fools Fall in Love, which is a great song.
Oh, yeah.
And I think Tina Turner redid it at one point. The guy who was working for the record label had made $4 million off that song, and Frankie Lyman died broke, a heroin junkie, pretty much homeless at that point. Like that's the guy who actually wrote and performed the song was broke while some record label dude was making millions off of his music.
You know what, then? I'm not going to cry for the death of the record label.
Yeah. I imagine that it's changed somewhat, but it was definitely bad back then. I think artists have taken more control as years have gone on, but
yeah, a little bit, but still it's those rich dudes in their ivory towers who are controlling most of the money, the shekels, if you will. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Parental tips for having sex with kids in the house. Hopefully your kids. The name of the article that John sent over from Slate is My Sex Life is Keeping My Kids Up at Night. I've had to deal with many painful things. I've never had to deal with a kid busting me having sex with his mom.
You don't have any memories of the younger days, real young? Because it's, I always find it fascinating that I guess some people will have sex in front of their babies, which to me, I've brought it up before. I think it's the opening scene of Grown Ups, either one or two, and they're having sex right in front of the baby, and like the baby's looking at them. And I found that to be, I'm not easily offended, I found that to be completely inappropriate and weird, which I guess you've got to do it, but then when does that stop? So, I mean, at 2 years old, if the kid doesn't know you're having sex, do you just find another way to explain it away and be like, oh, mommy and daddy are, you know, working out or whatever you say.
Working out some issues. Yeah, no, that never happened. Not in our household, no. But
was
not a lot of sex.
I was
going to kid came.
I didn't want to say it. Was that lack of sex or, yes, or lack of a...
Yeah, it literally went from like foreplay, which I really enjoy, to just like okay, he's sleeping, let's get this in. You know what I mean? Like it was almost like medical.
Yeah, yeah.
Like we have to do this to stay married. Let's get this in. He's sleeping.
When I make my pros and con list for why I'm never going to have children, that's somewhere near the top of the list.
Yeah, it should be number one or 1A.
Yeah, I think it is.
Drew Garber Live. Hello, who are you?
Hey, this is Tim.
Hey, Tim, what's up, buddy?
Hey, nothing much. Interesting fact about Otis Redding. So he obviously died in the plane crash, but the song was actually not completed, and Otis Redding was still trying to think of how to end the song, so his producer added the whistling at the end of the song. So that was not Otis Redding. The song was not completed yet.
I'll
be darned.
That's fascinating.
Well, thanks for letting us know, man. I appreciate that.
Hey, no problem, man.
It's pretty good on the spot. I mean,
can you whistle through your teeth like that?
No.
Can you do this one?
No. I can do a lot of things with my mouth, and those aren't two of them.
You know, one of my favorite things I can do, it's great at a basketball game, the ref whistle. Hold on. I used to listen to a lot of Latino music, and I would do it a lot.
It's pretty good. Speaking of refs, off topic, do you see that guy, that ref, fall out in that college game last night?
Yeah.
I saw it going viral, and it was I thought he was dead. Ugh. He ended up being okay, but.
Yeah, ooh, that was. Ugh. Drew Garber Live, hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? I love your show, guys. I appreciate you answering my call.
Well, I appreciate you managing to mash 10 digits into your mobile device. Thank you.
Thank you. No, my wife was just wondering what song that was you guys played after the break. She likes that classic music like that.
Oh, is she mute?
Is she mute? No.
Oh, well then why are you doing her bidding, bitch boy?
Oh, well, she's trying to look for the song and I'm trying to call in trying to find out who it was.
Here, you go look for it and give her the phone, would you?
Okay, I guess.
Yeah, let us take it for a spin.
Yeah, well, we'll just give her we'll return her unharmed, but we're like the dudes in Ferris Bueller's Day Off when they took the Ferrari out.
Okay.
Okay, we're waiting.
He's not going to do it.
We're waiting for her. There was no wife.
Why lie? I just think there was no way he was letting his wife talk to us.
Oh, no, I think there was no wife. I think for whatever reason. Oh, you know why it is? We men are horrible about not wanting to admit that we don't know something. It's why we'll never stop to ask for directions. I mean, back when before Waze was a thing.
I get asked about music almost every single day by men. So that would be it's possible. That just seems more likely that he didn't trust us with his wife. Because, I mean, when a lady calls in, there's no reason why a man would be concerned at all about what we say to her at all. Nothing. Oh,
yeah. I did say we treat his wife like like the valet guy treated Cameron's dad's Ferrari and Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Great film, by the way.
Let's Go Get
Stoned. Don't you tell him a thing.
By the Coasters.
You that lying bastard.
I like sharing music with people.
Okay, tell him again.
Let's Go Get Stoned by the Coasters. I saw the Coasters at Busch Gardens once. It was awesome.
Drew Garber Live. Hello, who are you?
Hey, this is Chris. How's it going?
Hey, Chris. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, we just calling to wish y'all happy Easter and about that subject y'all were talking about, the sex and whatnot.
Yeah.
Gonna let you know my wife, she's going Easter hunt for these nuts later.
Oh, man. It makes me sad when dudes don't know how to do the D's nuts joke.
I don't necessarily know that was a D's nuts joke. I think that was more of a D's nuts offering.
Well, yeah, because he D's nutted himself, like, well, all yeah, over
he
his
just
face.
He just was referencing D's nuts. He's just, my wife is going to be hunting for D's nuts.
Oh, is that a thing amongst people who don't have kids? They would paint his testicles pastel colors. And she would go on an egg hunt, and some of the eggs would be eggs with candy inside, and then some of them would just be his testicles.
Can I tell you something hilarious that I learned over the weekend?
It has to do with what I just...
It has to do with testicles, and right. It has to do with my family, and it has to do with...
I mean...
And I know that they're probably listening, and they're going to be mortified, uh-oh. But how at the age of 34, 5, however old I am, do you learn this for the first time? So I learned... going to make somebody very mad. I learned that they called my dad Peaches in high school because he has huge nuts. And that was just like at the dinner table. My brother knew that, and I never knew. But that was his nickname in high school, was Peaches.
Because he had big stones.
Yes.
Like the peach.
Yes.
Because a peach has a big stone.
Yes. I mean, it wasn't, like, it's funny in the first place, but what's even funnier is that I went my whole life without knowing that very important fact about my own father.
What age do you think he should have told you?
16? 15?
That feels about right.
14?
14 might be a bit young, but I think 15 or 16.
I mean, it explains a lot, too. I thought they were a little low.
Was his porno name Peaches Drywall? Peaches
come from the can. Oh, man, now you're going to ruin this song for me. I hadn't even thought of that.
Yeah, because, I mean, we know that your mom was busted through, like, drywall thanks to that Eric Church song, like a wrecking ball through drywall, right?
Yeah. Well, when you got, you
I'm going to write a song called Peaches Wailing on Drywall. I'm going to eat a lot of peaches. And it's about your big, bald dad.
I mean, I don't know. It could be a health condition. I can't remember the last time I've ever seen them. So, yep. I mean, maybe they're too big.
Joke, if you will, elephantitis of the nuts is a thing.
Yeah,
I mean, I knew a dude who had it once. He had to ride around with them in a basket on his bike.
Yeah. Right, I mean, you know, peaches. I mean, if that was literal, that's concerning.
Well, it would be concerning if it was cantaloupes.
Yeah.
Peaches, it's still within the realm of normal. Hello. Go ahead, caller. I wonder how many callers know their dad's nickname due to their testicles. Oh, I'm sorry you had to hear me say that, ma'am. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. What's your name and how old are you? Please tell me you're over 18. I don't want to Matt Gaetz you.
Yeah. No, I'm Raquel. I've called before. I'm 28.
I remember you. What's up, Raquel?
Hey. So me and my fiance, we have 3 kids. And we're pretty active, you know, in that area.
Good.
But it's usually at nighttime, but if it is during the day, we play a movie pretty loud and then we're in our room. So that's how we can get away with it without traumatizing anybody.
Do you think that there's a chance that they're hearing, and how old are they?
4, 3, 1.
Oh, geez. So if they were to hear something, they wouldn't even know really what was up. Like if you had a 14-year-old and mommy's in there yelling very specific things, you might have some splaining to do.
They're not very loud to begin with.
Oh, that's too bad.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's got to be where... If you were sharing a house with somebody else as a guest, then you wouldn't be loud.
No.
So does that make it... Should you be less considerate because they're your kids?
No, you should be more considerate because they're your kids.
Well, so this specific story, the lady says that her 10-year-old son, whose bedroom is unfortunately positioned directly beneath us, confided to me that the racket makes him uncomfortable.
Oh,
he
God.
Told me that there have been nights where he's had difficulty sleeping and felt powerless to make it stop. Our hearts broke when we heard that.
I might have to end my life. If my kid said that to me, like I couldn't sleep last night because I heard you, I would probably just have to hit the highway and then never come back. I'd be like, I'm sorry, I'm going out for a pack of smokes because that's what dads do in the movies. And then just... Never return.
When we look for a place together, we purposely look for a place where our bedroom is very far away from theirs.
You know, I bet that's a selling point when it comes to realtors. I bet the really good realtors, you know, they know a mom and dad that bang a lot when they see him, and they'd look at Raquel and Mr. Raquel, and they'd go, you know what you're going to love about this place, Mr. and Mrs. Raquel? Here's your bedroom and no one else's bedroom, and the bedroom's reinforced with sound walls, and if you buy this house, I'll have a three-edda with you. That'd be a really good reason.
And I'll be curious to get your opinion as well, Raquel, because the last question here is really good. So let's say you have the craziest sex life and you're loud and your kids hear it every night. The question is, what hang-ups are we creating for their future therapist? Are we modeling a healthy sex life, or do we have a blind spot for the benefit of our children? Do we really need to keep it down? Because what would be the worst thing if your kid grew up and was like, oh, my parents were always having sex loudly?
I think that'd be good.
Yeah.
I mean, not the loud part.
But just my parents loved each other so much they couldn't stop having sex.
Like, I mean, that's good.
That feels like a good thing.
That's really good. Like we should normalize parents having sex.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, the kids always see us really affectionate with each other. Oh. We give lots of hugs and kisses in front of them and stuff.
Oh, that's
and,
good.
And, you know, we have another baby on the way. So, you know, everybody knows that we're pretty.
Are your breasts becoming engorged?
What? Whoa. I'm sorry. He's speaking from a clinical perspective.
Yeah.
I bet they are.
We're lactivists on this show, and we like to encourage moms out there to breastfeed if at all possible.
Yeah. Just curious.
Oh yeah, I was listening to you guys last week too.
Thank you.
With the mom with the breastfeeding and the
seems like it's
and the airline problem.
It's a passion of mine,
recurring thing here. Well, we just like to stand up. For
Of course, moms. Absolutely.
That's
who doesn't?
Got nothing to do with John's carnal desire to drink breast milk. Yeah. Raquel, thank you. It's nice to hear from you again.
Nice to hear you guys. Yeah. I like your show.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
But I mean, if something is going to go bad, you know
where to find John. Yeah. Drew Gobble Live, hello.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Everett?
Everett.
All right, I got two stories. One I want to tell because I think it's funny, but I feel like I've told this story before. And the other one, I don't know if I really want to tell it, but it definitely fits this topic.
Yeah, tell that one.
That one.
All right, don't judge me.
Oh, man.
My kid was probably about 9 months at the time. Me and my ex-wife were at Manatee Park. They got like trail walks. We're walking. We got the kid in one of those backpack things on the back of me.
Oh my God. No. Oh,
keep going.
No.
Keep going.
So we're walking and, you know, she might have had some yoga pants on and I'm following my ex and, you know, I'm just like, there's a lot of bushes and stuff and there's no one around. And I'm like, do you want to go over here to the side?
Oh,
and
man,
and so I just threw this out there because I thought there's no way my wife at the time would say yes. Like, clearly she's going to be like, what is wrong with you? And she's like, okay. And it happened, but we had to go really slow because my kid was sleeping at the time. So I didn't want to wake it up. So I was going really slow.
Well, at that point, it's not a he or she. It's just an obstacle.
Man.
So, wait, was the baby facing backwards, or was it like one of the papooses the baby was facing forward? Yeah.
Were you looking into your baby's eyes as you had sex with your wife?
I'd probably feel like way more comfortable if you didn't ask me that question. I feel like it was like, I feel like it was facing me, so it might have been looking at least the back of my head, maybe. I don't know. This is not good.
Oh, man. Probably looking over your shoulder like, yeah, get it, pop. Everett, that's a hell of a story and a hell of a lady, too.
Oh, I can't wait. You should totally tell that story at her wedding one day.
Yeah. Wait, is that his ex-wife's next wedding?
No.
Or the baby's wedding?
At the baby's wedding, his daughter's wedding.
That's way better.
Yeah.
Everett, we love you, buddy. Thank you, man.
Have a good one, guys.
You too. Drew Grubba Live, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, sir?
I just was, when you guys were talking about peaches, it kind of reminded me of a story in high school where we had a wrestling coach who was just, you know, you're wearing basketball shorts while you're practice or whatever, it was just, there's no hiding it. But one day, one of the trainers asked the coach about it and told her that he had elephantitis. And so I never had to wrestle him, but, you know, for the other wrestlers, I don't know what that was like.
Yeah.
But I just thought,
thank you.
It's tough. It's tough to follow up. I had sex with my baby on my back.
That is really, really tough. My mom just texted me and said she used to call my dad Harry Watermelons. Drew Gobble Live. Hello. Who's this?
This is Daniel.
Hey, Daniel. What's up? She didn't really.
Yeah, so I caught a little bit of what you guys are talking about. I'm a longtime listener.
Thank you, buddy.
So when I was in high school, I was about 15 years old, and my mother, she had a new boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
And talk about embarrassing. So what happened is the bedroom was right next to mine, and the headboard, kept banging against the wall.
Oh,
and
God.
It happened the first night. I clocked it in at about 25 minutes before they were finished.
Oh,
the next night, they kicked it up again, and I just woke up. I just literally banged on the wall, and I said, do me a favor, just move the bed away from the wall. And I went back to bed, and that's the last I heard of it. It was a couple uncomfortable breakfasts, but they either stopped doing it or they moved the headboard away from the wall.
You know, we're very different people. Fortunately, my parents are still married, so I never had to deal with anything like that. But had that happened, I would have definitely, even at 15 years old, been pounding at the door with both fists going, that's not daddy! That's not daddy! So, you know, you're a better son than I am, young man. Thank you. The article is, my sex life is keeping my kids up at night. My partner and I can't help that we're loud. And talks about the kid who sleeps below them, who is traumatized by the fact that he hears his parents regularly having sex.
Now, I would think when you want to talk about damaging the child, like just thumping and bumping and moans of passion are one thing. Maybe
right.
If you get into like specific graphic things, maybe, because then, you know, it's almost like acting like porn. Can your parents set unrealistic sexual expectations? Like if you just hear, you know, your mom screaming, whatever she may be screaming,
choke me,
yeah, spit in my mouth, daddy, you know, whatever it may be, and then you just think that's it. And then
right.
You get to be 11, 12 years old, and you know you get your first girlfriend, and you
first
think
time you kiss her,
yeah,
you start you want me to spit in your mouth, what? Oh, I heard my mom saying that's my dad. Yeah, you're right. But we should normalize parents having sex. Like that should be something that we're basically admiring.
Yeah, yes.
Keep the passion alive.
I think so.
But
in general.
Yet at the same time, there's, you know.
Well, and there's a very specific window, because I would say 2, 3, 4 kids are kind of stupid, right? Like they don't bumping is bumping. They don't have it in them yet to go,
right.
Okay, that's what's happening. They may be concerned, but you start getting to 5, 6, 7, and then the kid goes,
yeah,
something's happening.
What's
here.
That? Like,
yeah.
I know something's up.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Speaking of five. Hello?
Hi, who are you?
Hey, this is Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth.
I called before.
Oh, I remember you. You're Elizabeth.
Hey. Yeah. I don't know if you've had many Elizabeth calls, but you said I talked well. But anyways, speaking of 5 years old, I walked in on my parents conceiving my brother. I just started crying because I knew, like, I just thought, like, when parents had sex, they had kids. So I just busted out crying. And what was weird was
my mom was crying too.
Oh, hold on. I'm on the phone right now.
I know.
Yeah.
Wait.
Yeah. So it was pretty embarrassing. No, I'm picking up my kids.
Uh-huh. I was going to say that'd be full circle
if
her kid heard her talking about watching her parents.
Yeah, but I have a question. How do you know it's when your brother was conceived?
It's a good question.
Because he was born a few months later. Yeah.
Do you have to go? Do you have to go get your kid?
Is that the car line people?
No, is it?
It's okay.
What?
Don't worry. Yeah.
He's gonna what? Phone his mom? Okay. Well, my kid's talking sexual. What does that mean? What does that mean?
How old's your kid?
You have my no bones. He's 8. I will. So, I'm confused about that, but
John,
okay. That was an embarrassing story.
What just
my
happened?
Daniel, what just happened? Tell me, because I'm on the radio, please.
Yeah, let's share it with the world.
Yeah, please.
Daniel. Oh,
yeah, share with the world what you said. He said he was going to go home and bone his mom. Why would you? What were you saying? What did you mean? I know you didn't mean sexually. And I don't know why the vice principal wants me to talk to him about it. I don't think an 8-year-old knows what that means. Yeah, exactly. You don't know what I'm talking about. So what did you mean?
This is good.
What is happening?
Whose mom has no bones? Paige's mom? Oh, so you're talking about somebody else's mom? Oh, you're going to bone somebody. Oh, okay. My 8-year-old is going to bone somebody else's mom. But he meant she has no bones? I don't know.
Like, he's going to bone her. Like, she's been deboned, and he's going to give her bones, meaning I'm going to bone her.
Yeah, he's going to give her bones. Exactly.
She has a skeletal deficiency.
Yes.
And your son, benevolent soul that he is, wishes to restore her skeletal structure. That's what he doesn't mean he wants to bone her.
I had another funny story, but the kids are in the car now, so.
What's up?
Funny story is not going to be talked about. But thank you, Drew.
Yeah, no problem. How is your sex life with the kids in the house? Are you active?
I'm not in it right now. No. My mom died in September, so I'm kind of just, you know.
Well, I mean, you still need some vitamin D in you. If it just because you're, I mean, your mom would want your vagina to be satisfied.
Yeah, you should get one of those big old wands. You ever think about getting one of those big wands?
I'm 36. I don't settle for just anybody anymore. I've been there, done that.
Plugs
into
the wall. I think
that's good.
A lot of power.
Yeah.
And I have something, but you know,
it doesn't seem powerful enough.
Well, I mean, she might be getting it, but she needs that male contact. You know what I mean? Like,
Susie's
mom is the only one who gets boned.
Have a date and grab some drinks. I'm in Sarasota. Call me.
I think it'd be a lot of fun. How are you on parties of three?
Yeah, that sounds like a hell of an idea.
I've had a run of good luck lately.
Bad in a thousand.
Parties of three?
Yeah, you know, parties of three.
Is that like a club?
It's a threesome.
Yeah,
it's three people having sex together.
Oh. Well, yeah, I've done that before.
Or you watching, you know, whatever the variation is. I'm not setting the rules.
I'm not embarrassed to admit that.
All right.
Everybody has, I think, at one.
Sure, right.
Time or another.
Sure thing.
Right?
Yep. Elizabeth, call us again sometime when your kids aren't in the car. We'd love to talk to you. You sound awesome.
Perfect. I will.
All right. Take it easy.
I was trying.
Okay.
You thanks. You too. Bye.
Bye. Drew Gabba Live, hello. That took a weird turn, John.
I really thought that we were having this epiphany moment where this 8-year-old was telling his mom that he wanted a boner. And, you know, not that I'm glad it wasn't that, but that was impactful at the time.
I like to keep the show edible free, as unedible as possible.
I get that. But, I mean, at the same time, just the dramatic element of live on the air, an 8-year-old telling his mom that he wants a boner, I mean, you're not going to find that anywhere else.
You're right. You're right. Screw Oedipus Rex.
Yeah, yeah.
You read that in school, right? Oedipus Rex. He killed his dad and had sex with his mom.
Was that where there was an avalanche and the guy killed a coyote?
It's the only. Oh my God! If someone doesn't design an avalanche shirt for you,
somebody reached out to me asking details about the book, asking if I could send them a picture of the cover of the book.
I would vote for that one.
Yeah.
If there's an Avalanche shirt on Down to Merch with John Senning, reading Avalanche, the only book he owns.
It's being, it's in the works, I think.
TheBoneOnline.com, Down to Merch, benefits Down Syndrome Association of Tampa Bay. Sorry, caller, go ahead.
Hey, guys, this is Aaron. Big fan.
Thanks.
Earlier, John had said kids are dumb at that age. I totally agree. If you're not quiet, they get curious and, you know, they can interrupt. So I'd find ways to reinforce my bed when I was married to make it quiet. But to stop the smacking sound, you just wear your boxers and you pull your love twig and giggle berries through the fly hole, totally silence the whole act.
That reminds me of that Dave Chappelle skit. Remember that where they did a wife swap? It was an interracial wife swap.
Yeah.
And then the guy's like, do you mind if I pull my penis through the hole in my boxers?
Drew Gabba Live, hello.
Number one, that lady picked up her kids. So check on her because I think she was.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call.
For the record as well, Everett sent a tweet. I do feel it's good to double down. Just to be clear, we were both standing up, only pants down, and she was bent over a little bit. Don't want people to think we were full laying down on the kid.
Thank you. It's much better, Everett. Now we know you at least weren't crushing your child. Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy is next. Your chance to win fantastic cats and prizes. It'll be John Senning versus Jacob two times in Jacob's Jukebox Jeopardy. Next.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.